thought I'd move to Sydney to get a little piece of the city life they're talking about in the 90s, where everyone I meet don't wanna know my name. They wanna know what I do for a living.
Wondering maybe you could give me an idea growing up how much music played a role in your life. Was it something that really led to where you each individually are today?
Well, music actually, when I was young, I was 6 years old, and my family started getting guitar lessons, and because I wanted to be a part of it all, they gave me a ukulele because I was so small. So I guess I've had an introduction with music at an early age. But also, I grew up in a church background as well, so you know, we had sing-alongs, you know, singing church songs and stuff like that. Yeah, music's something that I've always loved. My mother plays piano, but it's not like I was raised under a music scholar or anything like that. It's just always been something that was there.
How about you two?
It was always there for me because Dad played really simple guitar and he played bongos, and they. A lot of their friends were in bands, and they'd have these great parties. And when I think back now, it's in the 70s, I think back to these parties, and they're really quite incredible. But I wish someone could have filmed it. You know, there was all this jamming happening in the lounge room, and I was given a ukulele and a set of congas, and until someone used them as an ashtray. And then they were, oh, my little bongos are gone. But Mum never really sung or anything. Dad was really just a really simple. He's a really gentle, simple man, and he's a fisherman, and he just used to sing us to bed, and it's really nice.
Do you think that having that musical background really played a role in having an influence where you got to today?
Yeah, completely. I mean, he taught me my first three chords. He said, "Donnie, you can play any Bob Dylan song in the world with these chords, G, C, and D," and he's nearly right.
Well, you can, you know, change the melody a bit. It's not too hard to make them fit.
Maybe give me an idea how independent music really figures in with who you guys are as an identity. And I know all of your albums have been released independently. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think the independent thing happened to us more out of accident than by design. It was our fans originally who prodded us to write some music because we used to do cover songs. And they were saying, you know, surely you must have some of your own. Why don't you make a recording or something? So we scraped enough money together to make a cassette tape. And then we sold enough of those to be able to make an album. So it just happened that every time we had a bunch of songs that we wanted to record, we had enough money to do it. So we didn't need to rely on a record company or anyone else for assistance. We were just always able to fund our own recordings and fund our own adventures as well, you know, the touring and everything that goes with it.
In Australia, though, it actually has become our identity. Like I said before, I think we were one of the first bands to actually tour Australia and release albums independently and still draw big crowds.
What's that great quote that was said by that?
There was a good quote. Said, "What band are you in?" And Donna said, "The Waifs." And this was an industry, music industry person. He said, "The Waifs? Oh, you're that great band that everybody raves about but nobody in the industry has ever heard of."
You know, or can't get near.
Yeah, and I think it's become part of our identity so much so that if we were to sign, you know, with a big record deal in Australia, which we would never do, but it would just be seen as the biggest
sellout.
You know, because I think we've been told there's a lot of up-and-coming bands that want to emulate what we've done and get on the road, and they're always asking us and emailing us, you know, how are you doing this, and can we do it? And I would say, yeah, you can do it, but you've got to sacrifice a lot to do it. But
do you think that style of kind of leadership and going showing the way for some of the smaller bands is it a good thing that they are perhaps trying the independent way as opposed to going with the major record labels?
I personally think it's a sort of music. You have to pick your type of music to do that. I couldn't imagine a commercial rock band really, or a heavy metal band really being successful doing it. Maybe so. I just think, I don't know, because we've got the folk festivals. They're not run by record companies, but a lot of the really big rock festivals are. So in that sense, we can get to these festivals and sell our own albums. And you know, we've got friends who are signed that can't sell their albums at a festival. No, they're not allowed to.
You read the paper, watch the news, and think you're well informed. Well, I got some news for you, my friend. That headline that you read, you know, the story that broke, it was a scandal and a scam. Political masterstroke. They tell you what they want you to hear. Close your eyes and open your ears. It's easy. Yeah, it's easier that way. You don't have to think for yourself. You say, yeah, I'm telling the lies. I'm telling the lies. Cause you read it all in black and white.
I'm telling the lies.
Just on some current events, kind of in link with your one of your songs, there's a song called Lies, and it focuses a lot on the media and perspectives and that sort of thing. Does that relate in some ways to some of the recent events we've seen occurring in the world?
Well, of course it does. When I've just realized when we started playing it, like, it's taken on this new meaning, and I guess at this time just everybody has to scrutinize and what they hear and see, and, you know, I think seek out independent media and try and get the real story on what's happening. Yeah. Because I know I spent for the first 4 days after this event in front of the television, and then I had to get away, and, you know, I limit it now to the sort of papers I read and the stations I watch, because, you know, you just can't sort the truth from the lies out on what's going on here.
And it's also hard.
Rumour and speculation and all that.
Yeah. Vicky made a point the other day saying that things would flash up on the screen once, information, and then you'd never see it or hear from it again. So is it right? Is it wrong? Has it been pulled from the, you know, who knows?
It's interesting that Josh wrote that song Lies about no specific incident or anything, but of course it's always been relevant, but even more so now.
It can relate to things in the media every day.
Every day you and me, we see what we are shown. Yes, it's hard to scratch below. There are people at the top, they are hidden far from view. They're not gonna show their faces to the likes of me and you. You never see them out on the street, but you always see the things that they do.